Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager Ryan Waller, recapping Monday's City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session Monday evening and, first of all, held a pair of public hearings, vacation of an alley, as well as a rezoning request. Talk about what the council discussed and the ultimate decision made by the council.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Both of these items went before planning and zoning as per our normal process. The first was a right-of-way vacation. So there's a local business in town, the funeral home over on Ashland. They're looking at doing some expansion and developing a parking lot to help alleviate some of the parking on the street in that vicinity. So there's two alleyways adjacent to the building that they requested it be vacated and conveyed onto the business. So that was, had a public hearing on that. It was unanimously recommended by planning and zoning before the public hearing. First consideration of the ordinance was approved. And then as part of that, the city council approved a resolution that grants public utility easements, because there are some public utilities within those alley portions. So that just gives the city the right to maintain those utilities in the future. And then the other item is a rezoning of a property. It's a couple acres over east of the middle school that is being developed by Groundbreaker Homes. So we're looking at a couple of townhomes and then several single-family lots. So they were rezoning from agriculture to R3, mixed residential, to accommodate that development.
All right. Well, last year, Indianola was named as an Iowa Great Place, given that designation. And part of that allows for grant applications. Talk about what the grant application the Indianola City Council discussed at their Monday meeting.
Yeah, so just pre-authorization. The grant's going to be submitted today. A grant application will be submitted today. And what the Hometown Pride Committee focused in on was pursuing the grant for more of a connection between the square and Simpson College on Buxton. So various artworks and different things to tie those two gems of our community together. And then in addition to that, there's different aspects of the streetscape, directional signage and identification signage that part of the project that they're going to seek funding for. And the Hometown Pride Committee tailored this application based on feedback from last year's application, which unfortunately was unsuccessful. But take the input that we got last year and fine-tune the application this year, and hopefully we're successful and bring some additional benefits to our square and community.
All right. One of the last things the council discussed, gave direction to city staff, was regarding golf carts. I believe the usage of golf carts on city streets. Talk about the direction the council gave and how the city is going to move forward with that that direction.
Yeah, so over the last couple of years, the city's received inquiries about if golf carts could be used on city streets. That has intensified since the county passed their ordinance allowing for side-by-sides on county roads. So that request was brought to the council and see if there was interest in having our planning and zoning commission, as well as other boards and commissions, evaluating it, much like we did with the bird scooters and the micromobility regulations that were just approved. So council directed staff to take this to planning and zoning and have planning and zoning commission vet the issue, develop a recommendation, and bring that before the city council. So that will be going probably the next meeting or two, where they'll begin the research and discussions on that topic.
Streetscape begins on Monday. Construction, what do you want people to know about that? And how can they find out more information as that construction begins phase one here this next week?
Yeah, so construction starts June 14th. We have information on our website and we've been posting stuff on our social media account. We have worked closely with our chamber and getting information out to the businesses. We've hosted a number of town hall meetings and regular updates throughout this process over the last couple of years. Construction will start June 14th. So phase one will be Salem Avenue between B Street and Howard, and then Buxton from Salem up to Ashland. So that's phase one. So that whole area will be under construction. When the roads are under construction, sidewalks will remain open. And then once the roads are completed, the sidewalks will be under construction. But at all times, access to the local businesses will be maintained. We have been advertising the public parking lots that are around the square. We've got a couple hundred parking spots in those parking lots, all within a minute walk to the square. So just making sure people are aware of where to park, what the time frame is. And we've been, again, collaborating with our chamber members in our Chamber of Commerce. And if there's questions, let us know. We'll be doing regular construction updates with the chamber, with our contractor. And again, we want to get out as quickly as we can, but make sure that the infrastructure and everything else is being taken care of.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.